Unit 21, Job Seeking. Rob Moore was an accomplished businessman from Boston. In 2008, there was a global financial crisis, and Rob lost his job, house, and everything that was important to him. The government enacted a bailout plan that was meant to give money to people like Rob, but after a year passed him by, he doubted he would be receiving any aid. Even though this was a setback, Rob was at an advantage since he did not anticipate receiving the money from the government, and so he saved a little extra money just in case. Others in his situation did not have the foresight that Rob did, and so they were left with nothing. Rob set to work on trying to architect a plan that would put him and his family back on track. Ever since he was a child, Rob was fascinated by the idea of becoming a part of the law enforcement. He loved watching old cop dramas, and even to this day, he watched programs on TV like CSI. He did the math and realized that if he enrolled in the police academy, he would have sufficient funds to support his family until he graduated and eventually took up work as a police officer. As Rob suspected, the admissions process was extremely competitive. Many of the applicants were former Army veterans or criminal justice professionals that had a greater knowledge of policing than Rob did. Despite his disadvantage, Rob scored top marks on the written part of his entrance examination. Still, there was an interview process that he needed to advance through in order to be accepted into the academy. During the interview, Rob took care not to offend the administrator while answering his questions about why he wanted to be in the academy. He did not want to blunder and say that the only reason he was interested was due to losing his former job. He explained that his priorities were to protect the laws of the country and provide for his family, a response that the administrator seemed to appreciate. Rob left the interview feeling confident. He stopped at the gas station to get fuel for his car. That night, he waited patiently for a call from the admissions board on their decision. He could barely contain his excitement as he paced across the room in anticipation. A few minutes later, the phone rang. The caller informed Rob that he was accepted into the academy and would be expected to report to the training facility Tuesday of the following week.